Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The Mark Reardon Show.
I am for defunding the police, and for me, it's a reallocation of funds.
It does not appear she has made any reasonable efforts to prevent the resulting chaos.
This didn't work out.
The Biden administration knows what it needs to do, and it says, well, we'll do anything except what works. It's a special kind of stupid.
God save the Queen, man.
This is The Mark Reardon Show.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody?
You know what? I'm okay, but it's just one of those days, Fred.
Yeah, it's kind of gloomy out. Yeah,
yeah, that didn't sound very, man, Sue's like, nah, not really. I don't feel very good. It's a gloomy, it is kind of a gloomy day, though.
It is. It's 70 degrees, and I have an azalea blooming. My plants are all just confused.
Well, you know, I did that, we all did that last lawn cutting of the year.
Yeah.
Will it still grow now? Like, if it gets warm like this, I really don't know either.
I have like a series of onion grass sprouts throughout my backyard. That's what it is. And I don't really want to mow it. I'm just going to go out with scissors and chop it down. That seems reasonable.
We could do the weed whacker thing.
I want to see that.
Yeah, get video of that.
I did one patch and I thought, I'm an idiot.
But how was deer hunting this weekend, Fred?
Oh, yeah. So what did you bring home?
Oh, wait. I thought you were out in the woods, were you? Sue, do you want to hear about what happened?
Okay, what happened?
Well, the good news is the deer won, okay?
Huh.
I did not kill a deer. I saw a bunch on Saturday morning, and I was very hopeful for Saturday afternoon. I got out in my stand pretty early, and to no avail. It was very windy. For the hunters in the audience, they would appreciate this more than others. And I'm sorry, I opened the show with like a little coughing fit here. I have two stands. One is in the woods. One is a box stand on the fringes of a food plot. And I got into the little box stand Saturday morning, and I saw a bunch of does like within 30 or 40 yards. And I just kept waiting and waiting because the males, you know, they chase the does this time of year.
Oh, I see.
It's called the rut. And they get stupid just like we do, like humans, men, because they're, you know,
the hot chicks are out
look,
there,
exactly,
Mark. That's what I've heard.
Exactly. So I'm watching these does, and I look in the distance, I don't know, maybe 75 yards, and there's a buck just staring at me, a good one, too. And I reach for the gun, and then he was gone. That was it.
Wow.
So I had hope, though. I'm like, oh, I know these bucks, and I kicked up another one. I said, I know they're out here, so I get back in the stand. My friend Kevin Yeager, my hunting mentor, says, well, you get out there too early, you're going to get bored. Ah, I'm not going to get bored. I go out there. I got pretty bored because I didn't see anything but one deer. And then I was following the Mizzou game. Fred, were you following the Mizzou game?
No.
So, you know, they kicked off around 3:25. I'm in the deer stand when all this is happening. I can't really get good phone service, but I could get text messages. So I knew what was happening. But by the time we got in, did you pay any attention to that, Sue? Probably
not. It went up in flames.
What a thriller.
It
did go up in flames, but it was a great, great finish to the game.
Oh, good. All right.
It sucked because Luther Burden Jr. had this, or I guess we call him Luther Burden III, had this incredible one-handed catch.
Ooh.
And then South Carolina came down on the final drive, and unfortunately, they stole the victory. But that was pretty fun. I did, by the way, I had some observations about the fight on Friday night. Fred, did you watch the fight?
I did.
Did you?
I did. Yeah,
okay.
I did. So, I knew both my sons were watching in their cities, so I thought I better watch so I can talk with them.
Well, hold your thoughts on that, because I tried, and I'm going to explain what happened.
You weren't alone. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't alone, but I thought I was alone, because we had to use, I'll do this at four, we had to use a hotspot. So I'm sitting there thinking,
oh, this is fun.
It wasn't, though, right?
No, yeah, it wasn't.
I know. You know, Netflix might have wanted to test that one out, the whole live stream, because, you know, when Amazon did all that the first time, it didn't go very smoothly.
I can't remember
what the event was, but they had to learn
football?
A lot. I think there was something before
else.
Football, but
You're
even
right.
on their first football game or two, they were still
figuring
getting their sea
out.
Legs and stuff like that. Now, the one thing I will tell you that I was, and I actually feel badly about this because I wanted to do this with my daughter, but we had to scoot out early yesterday to make it for a screening of Wicked at the Galaxy in Chesterfield. And I found out on Saturday afternoon, I don't know if you know this, do you know how long that movie is?
No.
It's approximately 8 hours, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, no, it's 2 hours and 40 minutes. Now, keep in mind, this is only part one. So I was just exhausted, and I'm old, and, you know, I wanted to watch football, too, but I was really tired, and I wanted to see Wicked. But my wife, God bless her, she took, I don't even want to say take the hit, because I wanted to see the damn movie. She went with Alexa. They freaking loved it.
Oh, good.
Becky said, and I've done this with films before, too. She said, I could go see it again right now. And that's a great, especially for a 2 hour and 40 minute movie.
That's impressive.
So my daughter loved it, and I think people are going to like it. It opens later this week. I wish I had seen it. I'm going to try to make it to the theater before it comes out. But I think my old age got to me yesterday. But let's talk about, I think my favorite story of the weekend has to be Joe and Mika. I mean, I wake up this morning, and Fred, I was out. I was watching football yesterday. The Chiefs lost. That was a good game, too.
Right.
And I don't pay a ton of attention to what's going on. I did know somebody was texting me, a friend, that Will Scharf got a pretty good position with the administration.
Yeah.
But then I woke up this morning, I'm thinking, wait a second, is this a dream? Is this a fantasy? Is this real? Are they punking us? Because let's go back in time just a little bit. When I say go back in time, what, like 2 weeks ago?
The retweeting of neo-Nazi videos, Charlottesville. I go on and on what he said about majority black countries.
If Republicans continue this line of thinking, if they continue their support for Donald Trump, they needn't fool themselves. A second Trump administration would destroy the Department of Justice.
Yeah, it would destroy everything, right? It's a threat to democracy. So they went down to Mar-a-Lago, Joe and Mika, to hang out with Trump. And this is what they said.
We were given the opportunity to do just that. Joe and I went to Mar-a-Lago to meet personally with President-elect Trump. It was the first time we have seen him in 7 years.
And it's going to come as no surprise to anybody who watches this show, has watched it over the past year or over the past decade, that we didn't see eye to eye on a lot of issues.
You think?
And we told him so.
What we did agree on was to restart communications. In this meeting, President Trump was tearful, he was upbeat, he seemed interested in finding common ground with Democrats on some of the most divisive issues. And for those asking why we would go speak to the president-elect during such fraught times, between us, I guess I would ask back, why wouldn't we?
Well, because he's Hitler and because he's a Nazi. And because he's a threat to democracy, and because he's a bigot, and because he's a xenophobe, and because he's misogynistic, and because he's a felon, all these things that they've said for weeks and weeks and weeks, and now all of a sudden, we'll just move on now that we don't have anyone left in our audience, because the people that hate Trump, they've left us anyway because they're so disgusted, so they're not watching.
Yeah, they got to get a viewer. That's
right, exactly. I guess that's what it is. But that's really, now, you know, I'd love to hear reaction along those lines. Wouldn't it be awesome if Joy Reid went and sat down with Trump? So the gang on The View.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network.
Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Still smarting from the Whoopi Goldberg cake incident from last week, which still has some legs, by the way, and we can get into that. But of course, we can depend on Sunny Hostin this morning, throwing up the red flag for this meeting when she was asked about it at the table on The View.
Look, the bottom line is that America needs a free press that is willing to speak truth to power right now.
Okay, that in and of itself is hilarious. Well, but what she's saying is that, you know, you have, I'm going to have to agree with her on this point.
Of course, but does she mean it?
Well, but she's we'll get to it. If you're a news anchor, if you are supposedly a nonpartisan journalist, let's take Norah O'Donnell at CBS. I mean, we know she's biased as hell, right? But let's just say you're somebody like that. And you get invited down to Mar-a-Lago. I don't think that that's the best idea when it comes to journalistic integrity, right? But and you're going to hear Sonny refer to this. They're opinion hosts, right? They're not necessarily news anchors, so maybe it's a little different. I'll tell you a story here real quick. Fred, you might remember this, you might not remember it, but in my first couple of years when I was on Afternoon Drive on Camel X, which would have been the era of 2008, 2009, I have to think about this with the elections, but there was a guy that I became very close with, Tom Schweik, who became the state auditor, and he ended up killing himself. I don't know if you remember that story several years ago, and what happened in that circumstance has no relation to what I'm about to tell you, but the way that I got to know Tom, who was a very smart attorney, he had worked with, was close with Jack Danforth, a lot of history in Missouri. He had great taste in music, which is how we connected. But Schweik wrote an op-ed in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch ripping Senator Blunt, saying, we can do better than Roy Blunt. And I think he was in the House. Maybe it was his first Senate run at the time. You know, he was leaving the House, deciding to run for the Senate. So that would have been around that time. And I agreed with Tom Schweik at the time. Now, I was a little bit new to Missouri politics, back in Missouri politics. I had been here, but a lot had changed since 1997 when I left and I went to Wisconsin. So I go on the air and I'm ripping Blunt. I'm like, yeah, I think we can do better here than this, because I'm looking at, even then, shaking things up a little bit, getting away from the status quo. Well, Rich Krismer, who became a friend, is a political consultant here in St. Louis. His father is also an elected official out in St. Charles County, but younger Rich is who I'm talking about here. He reached out to me and said, hey, Roy would like to sit down with you. And I took the meeting. Well, what is the human instinct that you have if you have a relationship with someone versus not having a relationship with someone?
You'd like him better.
You're less prone to go after him. So well, sure. I'll use the example of David Letterman a little bit, too, because I've talked about this before. Now, I've been a news person and a talk show host, so I took that meeting with Roy Blunt, but it was very difficult for me to hammer the crap out of Roy Blunt. And they knew that. It was a strategy. Of course you do that, right? Mm-hmm. It was brilliant. It was good politics at the time. But in this situation, I wasn't talking about Roy Blunt being a threat. I mean, it wasn't like I had to flip my
entire
ideology or anything like that. It was just, look, we had a good conversation. I ended up having a lot of appreciation for what Senator Blunt achieved, not only in the House as the whip, and he could have been Speaker, but as, you know, a member of the Senate as well. So you'll hear Sonny kind of refer to that, but it's just such a turnaround. I mean, it's such a dramatic turnaround.
More than ever. And I think that we have to be very clear-eyed when we think about the president-elect and cover the president-elect. And I don't think you need to sit down for 90 minutes at Mar-a-Lago and kiss his ring to be able to speak truth and to be able to cover a story.
You know, on that front, taking all the personalities out of it, I'd say I kind of agree with her. Well, let's just say the situation was reversed a little bit here, and Harris won, and then you got the people from Fox going over there and, you know, doing kissy-kissy face. I'm not sure that would be, well, I don't think it would be the best way to go. But she goes beyond that, of course.
So maybe they're not journalists in the true sense. Maybe they're saying that they're opinion journalists. But we have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news. He is the guy who ushered in alternative facts. Uh-huh. He is the guy who attacked three black female journalists. He's the guy that revoked Jim Acosta's press credentials for asking him a question.
Yeah, that's my thank you, Kenny Wallace.
Serious?
You want to talk about the integrity of the media, Sonny Hostin, not flagging what these guys have done on MSNBC in particular. You don't even have to look at the New York Times or anyone else. Just look at MSNBC, which is a division of NBC, right? And part of NBC News. And they keep saying things about the media, and they don't even realize how they're complicit in all this.
I think that this president-elect, I hate to say it, would like nothing more than to have only Fox News cover him, would like nothing more than a state-sponsored media. And I don't think he can be trusted in the way that other presidents can be trusted. This is an aberration.
Well, a couple things there, Sonny. He loves going on with you guys.
Of course he does.
He'll do it at any time, any place, because it's kind of sport to President Trump. But it's hilarious that when you have a media, let's just look at one situation. We don't have to look at anything else. Let's just look at the situation of the cognitive ability of the person who, in theory, is still running the country right now, Joe Biden. A story that has been covered up for years, we know this. We know this from extensive reporting from all kinds of different people, right? In new books. And no one wants to peel back that little onion right now and say, you know what, maybe we should examine ourselves just a little bit from that perspective and why we weren't doing our job in the last few years to let the American people know that the guy in the White House was slobbering over himself a lot longer than we let on. And why are we not? What's our motivation for not telling the truth to the American people? We have to protect them from democracy, the threat to democracy in the evil, bad orange man. And then it all backfired. I'll get to this a little bit later. We might get to this at 3:45 because I got a break here and get Cassie Smedley on, who's awesome. She's always a great guest, former RNC chair. I have this amazing, and I've called it down, audio video. It's video, obviously, that we'll play here, or audio, I'm sorry, of this little eighth grade African-American kid in Chicago challenging his teacher, who did the same thing that many of my friends have done on the left, saying, if you voted for Trump, you're bad. We can't be friends with you. We can't have Thanksgiving dinner with you. And this little eighth grade African-American kid just used common sense. He just used common sense.
Nice.
And he became a viral hero for this. And we'll get to that here in just a little bit. I mentioned Cassie's coming up here. We got Sue's news. I do want to talk a little bit more about the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight and what happened on Netflix. We got Bob Onder, newly elected congressman for the 3rd District in Missouri coming up. Matt Pauly's going to pinch hit for Cusimano this afternoon. And we got a whole lot more. It's all coming up on a Monday edition.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.